I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Democratic Republic of Congo has been badly scarred by war, and people are superstitious. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says kids are accused of witchcraft whenever things go wrong. ECM says the gospel plays a big role in their approach, as do sponsorships and education.
They include things like the emphasis on the value of children, and then showing that the power of Jesus Christ is greater than any other power, so they could seek his protection and his help rather than accusing their children of witchcraft.
Our website will connect you. Next, the World Health Organization says many of those displaced by the Pakistan floods remain trapped in isolated makeshift camps. Disease is a constant threat, as is starvation. Food for the Hungry is responding in Pakistan, along with their partners on the ground. They'll eventually supply relief to 44,000 people. Please continue to pray for Pakistan and the millions in need of help. Pray that people would respond with generosity, showing the love of Christ in a tangible way. And a recent survey released by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life revealed that many Christians are unfamiliar with the tenets of their faith. This report showed agnostics and atheists as more knowledgeable about Christianity, which evangelist Sammy Tippett says points to a biblical illiteracy in the church.
We need to be relevant in talking about the issues today, but we've got to have the scriptures as our root. So we've got to go back to preaching, to teaching, to training biblical principles that meet the needs of the culture and the people that we're trying to minister to.
Our website has more details and links. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.